small European grey wolves in this enclosure. And they've boarded so far. And they are all native or endemic to Madagascar. So found on the island of Madagascar. So yeah, that's given our lemur species plenty of time to diversify. You'll notice their ears flicker around quite a lot. So rhinos do have a very poor eyesight, but they've got an excellent sense of hearing and smell. You'll notice she's got quite different shapes and sizes, and we can actually identify a lot of our rhinos. On our right down here, these two llama looking things, that's Chris and Valerie. They're called Victunia, and they are the wild relatives of your domesticated alpacas and llamas. And they're also the national considerably larger than your eastern black rhino. They're actually one of the largest of the rhino species. So those guys can get up to about 3 tons. They're very formidable animals. And yeah, despite their names, eastern black rhino and southern white rhino, they are both grey in colour. So that's obviously not the best way to... it's nice to see them. Again, like on a lot of my safaris, it's quite hard to see. Sorry, just bear with me. I've just got to wait for this gate behind me to close. And the one with the big antlers there, he's called Vladimir. He's the king of the sandbars. And I find it really impressive how fast his antlers grow. I feel like I watch them grow day by day. It's quite crazy. And it's a random fact, but they're not a deer species, they're an antelope species, and they're called Nilgai. And they're Asia's largest antelope species. Right, then all your kind of sort of spots, those are called axis deer or shit out deers. Then all your really, really orangey looking ones, those are called Barasinga deer, and they're native to the Indian subcontinent. And then amongst them in there somewhere, we do have two very rare Perhavi deers that are native to China. They actually went extinct in the wild. One of my favourite animals here in the park, they're really funny and they're really smart, and they're very cheeky as well. But yeah, those are 3 girls, and they are quite naughty and full of character. And they love to stand in front of our trees. So the ones we have here at the park, they're called Nubian giraffes, and they come from parts of Uganda and Kenya. They're incredible, they've got some really impressive horns, they're very majestic looking. And they do actually have the longest horn to body ratio of any cow species. They're also a critically endangered species, and they come from parts of Southeast Asia. And as one of them is demonstrating, in that water might be on their bodies, one of them is a natural insect repellent, if you will. They're really impressive looking animals. 1960s. And there was actually less efforts. We managed to bring back their population, the 2,000 individuals, which is really incredible. Yeah, there's a few babies in there as well. It's called ecosystem engineers, or a keystone species. What that means is that they play a very important role in their forest ecosystems. Because at the back, he's called Hunter. He's got his partner Lily in there. 3 other lionesses and 2 of their cubs. They're in 30%, which is less than 1 in 3 successful hunts. Oh, amazing. Right, guys, do have a look out in that enclosure on the right. Nowadays, all the foliage in this enclosure. You see a little ball of red plump up in the trees there somewhere. So, yeah, really nice to see him out. He's an absolute cutie. Whereas red pandas are very distinct. They are the only living species within their family. But these guys on the left, however, are guinea baboons. These guys are an exception. And these guys do spend the vast majority of their time, which is really, really impressive. So, yeah, they do develop a very strong social. They're quite funny, these baboons. And from about 2 to 3 inches long, their feet. which is, they're quite smart little hunties. Having said...